You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is E-Commerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to E-Commerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today we are speaking with Hadiza Kassim, founder and owner of Shop Saronia, an African print fashion brand. Hadiza, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on e-commerce radio.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
And you're more than welcome, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you and all about your company. So for starters, please share with us how Shop Saronia was born.
Well, I always get this question, and in all honesty, I started Shop Saronia on a whim. It wasn't ever something that I had planned to do or something that I had been wanting to do for a long time. It was one of those ideas that just came to my head, and I just kind of executed it before I could really think into it. And so when I first started, I thought that, you know, social media would like just make the business boom and that I would put it out there and I would just get like this huge response. And it really wasn't like that. And it took the first maybe 8 months of business to even establish it as a brand. Because when I first started it, I just had a really simple range of accessories. And eventually I purchased a domain and gave it the name Shop Saronia and added some more inventory. And, you know, over the past 2.5 years, it's just really evolved and really grown. And, you know, it's a really humbling feeling to know that I started from nothing.
I'm sure it is. And I've been on the website, actually, and it is absolutely impressive, specifically the clothing, your style of fashion, and your brand. Outstanding. Well, well done. Now, how has Shop Saronia evolved since the launch?
Well, it's evolved in a huge way. When I first started, I didn't have a website. I had a makeup website at the time, and so I just dedicated a page on that site to my fashion brand. And when I started, I used to take photos on my iPhone, and I would have my sister like model for me, and I would, you know, arrange everything myself and take the photos and edit it on my phone and put it on the website. And, you know, since then, things have changed tremendously. I have a much more intricate, I have more intricate designs, definitely more upscale. I also do men's as well. And since starting, I have been a part of 2 fashion weeks. So it's definitely been a journey from where I started.
I bet it has. Now, looking at the launch and what you've experienced, what are some of the obstacles that you encountered as a young entrepreneur?
Oh, man, so much. When I first started this brand, I didn't have any entrepreneurial experience. I didn't have capital. I really didn't know what I was doing, but I think at the time I thought I did. So again, I just kind of put it out there and I really use social media. Even to this day, social media is like my biggest marketing tool. And so, you know, just being young and not having the experience that other brands do was definitely difficult. Another obstacle is myself. I tend to be really hard on myself and I'm definitely someone that takes inspiration from other people. I am easily inspired by others, but, you know, sometimes I forget that they have a different journey than I do. They had more resources when they started their business than I do. Like, I was 19 at the time. I was just a freshman in college. And so just, I would definitely say one of the obstacles is not being so hard on myself. Another obstacle was my lack of experience and resources. And, you know, I'm just very grateful for where, you know, I am now. I definitely want to achieve greater heights. But when I look at what I had when I started, you know, it makes me feel very proud of myself. So every now and then I try to reassure myself that I'm doing a great job. Another obstacle has been like anxiety. I don't know, like, if other entrepreneurs can attest to this, but there's definitely a lot of anxiety involved in it. And I find that the further up that I'm going, the more difficult it becomes. So it's just a matter of just readjusting my mindset every now and then so that I don't get too down in the dumps.
Yes, we certainly do understand what you're talking about, and you certainly have a lot to be proud of. So, again, keep doing what you're doing. Now, today we are joined by Hadiza Kasim, founder and owner of Shop Sodonya, an African print fashion brand here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at E-Podcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Hadiza, what separates Shop Sodonya from other brands in the market like yours?
Well, there are actually a couple of things. We are one of the few brands out there that are based in the United States, but that our production happens in Africa. I was very keen on having everything made in Ghana. Ghana is my home country, and I feel like, you know, I'm fortunate to be a United States citizen, but, you know, I never forget home, and I definitely want to have something to make the country better, to make the country proud. So I'm very, very keen on having everything made in Africa, and that's one of, I think that's definitely one of the highlights of my brand. Another thing is that I am all about, you know, the advancement of women. And so when I started this brand, part of having it made in Africa was to bring jobs. And in the future, maybe 2 years from now, I have a vision of opening up a workshop. And when I open up the workshop, I'll be able to hire more people, which will increase the production, which will then create more jobs. So definitely that, that philanthropic aspect of it is something that sets us apart. So.
And Hadiza, what does the future look like for Shop Sodonya? I know you touched on some of the vision, but what does the future look like?
The future is very promising. Like I said, with the workshop, that will allow me to create more jobs, increase production, which will, of course, increase sales. I also have this idea of opening up a clothing boutique in New York City, but I'm not too sure when exactly that will happen. I also foresee being a part of more fashion weeks. So far, I've been a part of Fashion Week in Ghana and in Nigeria, and I have actually received invites to Fashion Week in London and Fashion Week in Spain. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to creating more beautiful designs. I'm also looking forward to adding children's wear to my line because I've received some feedback from my customers regarding that. So the future is definitely very promising. And whenever I get down in the dumps, you know, I always try to remind myself that some of the best days haven't happened as yet. So that keeps me going.
Hadiza, it certainly has been great to have had you. Really is exciting to see what you've been able to create and accomplish so far. Beautiful, beautiful dresses, and a lot that you should be proud of. And I'm sure you're just getting started. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners that are tuning in?
Definitely, I want to reach out to young entrepreneurs like myself. I don't know if a lot of people know, but I'm only 21 and I'm still a college student. So I would definitely say that for anyone who's trying to start a business, just start wherever you are with whatever you have. Because if I were to wait until I had all the resources and knowledge and experience that people tell you that you're supposed to have, I still wouldn't have it to this day. So for me, entrepreneurship has been more of a journey. And so, you know, every day I work at it more and more and build upon it. And I think that is just as best a way to have a business than it is than, you know, having everything that, you know, they tell you that you need. I don't think that it makes you any less of an entrepreneur if you start small. And so, you know, and also another thing, the benefit of starting a business at a young age, I feel like you have more room to make mistakes and grow. I think that if I had a family and everything, I don't know if having a business would be as enjoyable, because I feel like I would have like that responsibility of taking care of my family and I wouldn't have a lot of room to make mistakes. But I feel like as a young person, you know, having a business has also helped with my own personal development. So definitely if you're young, if you're a college student and you want to start a business, you should definitely go for it. Some of the big companies that we know today were started by college students. So, you know, it's never too early to start, and you don't have to have a whole lot. You know, just start wherever you are with whatever you have.
Hadiza, you're certainly inspiring to the listeners and even to myself, and well done early on getting a great head start. And you made great points about the advantage of not being responsible for a family and what more you can accomplish getting a good early start at 21 years old. So again, congratulations, and certainly is a lot to be proud of. Tell our listeners where they can experience and shop all that you have there on Shop Saronia and how they could be in touch.
Well, they can go to our website, www.shopsaronia.com. They can like us on Facebook, also Shop Saronia, and they can definitely follow us on Instagram. We're very active on Instagram. We interact with our customer base. We share customer testimonials. We share stories about where we started. So Instagram is definitely a very interactive place, and you can follow us on Instagram at Official Saronia. So that's where you can find us. We're pretty much everywhere on the web.
Again, Hadiza, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success to you and the company. And thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on E-Commerce Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You bet, and it certainly has been our pleasure. We have been speaking with Hadiza Kassim, founder and owner of Shop Saronia, an African print fashion brand. And for more information and for your shopping experience, visit shopsaronia.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the E-Podcast Network.